Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Rita Steele.
Hello, how are you?
What's good. Up, Rita?
Now, that reminded me, I haven't checked. Is Scarecrow doing some delivery or some click and collect or anything? Do we know?
Good question, because
might
they
have to
are
check that out.
Like an inner city farmer's market, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to hunt out different alternatives to just do big ones. I know that for alcohol delivery, there's quite a few, like,
you know,
microbrewery.
You can definitely get a beer, no problem.
Yeah, you can definitely get beer, thanks. Christ.
what do people do more in crisis? Like drink and gamble, I think. What are people doing for gambling? Like low-key, is there any like sort of online card situations?
Plenty of online gambling situations, but I don't recommend that you do it.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Just
you may not have a job, you know, for long.
It could be a new job. Yeah. Hey, doesn't Sustaining Alive take on a new meaning in these lockdown situations?
It does. It's actually sustaining being alive.
That's kind of where I feel like this segment is leaning more and more towards that zone, really.
Just
keep yourself
it does
alive.
Does feel like that. I want to shout out while I'm here for two different groups of people. One are our essential workers, because they are just such bloody legends.
That's us.
But and I'm only doing this because, well, not only, but I'm doing this with you guys because I feel like there's...
so funny.
You guys are essential. It's awesome.
We're essential. Isn't it great?
And it's not easy. It takes a lot of discipline to, you know, be careful around, you know, and keep your bubble tight still and go and do your thing.
Big Hungry raised an interesting point. We can get fast-tracked to get our vaccinations because we're, quote, essential services. I almost feel like there's more people in need than us.
I don't think John and I...
The
only angle that I see is that we can potentially get and spread, and so we should try and stop that.
Yes.
But I do think there's probably more people that should be vaccinated before us.
There's tons of vaccines, though. Just go and get them. They were offering them down the road from me before we went into lockdown to anyone in the weekend.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I've been offered them three times.
How much is it? How much are they doing it for?
It was free. It's all free.
Oh, yeah,
cool. Fantastic.
That's
there wasn't free. Even wait. People, it was on Lincoln Road. People
free
were just wandering
pretty,
in. Going.
That's not
and
bad.
Them.
Anybody doing anything right. better than free?
I know. I think in LA,
bar.
My friend was saying they were basically paying people to go and get them.
Yes.
Well, you're holding out for that, Big Hungry.
That's my way of
saying it. Okay. I did want to also say a big shout out to the other group of people, which are people that are beginning their careers and don't have children and are picking up a whole lot more work because of people like me who have children and are only capable of working 4 hours a day.
Are you saying all the interns and stuff are just you're overworking all the little minions that you're
doing? Do you know what? They know that they are, though. Like, you know, that so far, the people in my work anyway have been okay with doing it. It's awesome.
Well, do they want the job or not?
Taking one
for
the team.
Do you know? Just say, you got to eat a little bit of shit at the bottom. I was an apprentice plumber for 4 years, and that was the longest 4 years of my life.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't good time. Now it's like, you know.
There's no good times being an apprentice plumber. I'll stop you there, Rita. It is all bad. It's all bad. We can probably just apply that to anybody that we might have missed who is in a weird little nook because of this whole situation. Just know that we don't know that you have a problem, but we care about your problem. You know?
Yes, yeah. Right, speaking of problems, I thought that I'd talk about whether what the lockdowns actually mean for the environment, whether it's a good thing or not. And
surely it's a good thing. All we're doing is eating.
Well, yeah, there's
been going on the internet.
It's so interesting because it's just like environmental science. There's lots of like little micro like experiments that you can do, but there's very rarely landscape wide experiments. So that's like, you know, when you take a big piece of land and do something with it. So I mean, kind of the biggest thing you can think of is like, well, I guess Antarctica is probably one of the only places. But even then, you know, we're letting in tourists and stuff. So there's none of these big, wide experiments. So what's been quite interesting about lockdown is that it is an accidental experiment, really. It's our chance to say, like, okay, well, what would happen and how quickly would rewilding happen if we, or would the Earth fix itself if we just stopped You know, and we would never have got that like data collection had this not happened. So in some respects, I'm just trying to find some silver linings here for everyone, but in some respects, lockdown's been quite interesting. And we saw some amazing, so from last year when you know, the Northern Hemisphere was in spring, globally that was the time where there was the least human activity. And we saw some amazing stats. So things like, you know, flights halved, the UK traffic fell by 70% and on the US by 40%, China emissions were down 20%. And that's, how cool is this? Seismologists recorded the lowest vibrations they ever have from cultural noise. So they can measure, like, kind of, I guess, noise pollution, and they were recording the lowest ever. And, I mean, I felt that. I definitely felt that.
What? What do you mean you felt it?
Well, I felt like it was just quieter, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then when it all kind of started back up again, there was, like, this kind of, like, underlying, like, sense of, like, oh, noise. Like, you just learn to block it out, but it's kind of exhausting.
Sure.
There was 11,000 less deaths in Europe due to cleaner air, which, I mean, that's an amazing stat, you know.
Do you meditate, Rita?
Do I meditate?
Yeah.
No, do you know how many people have told me I need to meditate?
I was just curious, just because we're kind of like, you know, if it's nice and quiet sort of thing.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the most recommended thing to me in my life.
Okay.
You thought about meditation. That, and we think you might have ADHD is also the other one I get quite often. So, and visual pollution cleared. So you can see Mount Everest, and we all saw really awesome pictures of that. We also saw lots of rewilding. It wasn't really rewilding, but we did see pictures of animals, you know, going and exploring urban environments, which was pretty cool. Rhino poaching was down, and lots of those sorts of stats. Unfortunately, there was the flip side of that where bushmeat and illegal firewood was up because those indigenous populations were sort of hungry, I guess, and needed to be warm. And indigenous groups in the Amazon who are guardians of the forest, really, they were hit quite hard by COVID, and so that increased illegal logging, and we saw the highest deforestation rate in the Amazon in 12 years. So there was a few little stats during that time that were pretty sad. I guess the thing was, though, none of it's lasted very long. So the moment we kind of come out of lockdown, we all go a little crazy and we all consume. And it's human nature, you know. I did too. Even the most hardcore activists, and if you're living in the middle of nowhere, I think everyone kind of went out and enjoyed being able to go to the movies and, you know, buy something that they weren't buying during lockdown. Overall, though, we did see a greenhouse gas decline, which puts us, by 2030, it was an impact of 0.01 Celsius. So that doesn't seem like a lot, but it does put us just under the target for the Paris Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So that short little window, you just go, okay, cool, well, we've still got some hope, you know, like maybe we just need to, you know, I mean, maybe it doesn't need to be that extreme every year, but maybe just a little bit less every year, we might be able to get there. So yeah, I guess the point being that in the short term, the lockdowns are really good for the environment. Long term, because they don't last, we bounce back, you know, even more keen, I guess.
Somebody's just saying they got diagnosed with ADHD as a 30-year-old female. Get it checked out. Super common for women to be undiagnosed. I feel like we were kind of riffing on the fact that everybody's ADHD and it's kind of bullshit. So just carry on.
No, I don't think so. I was.
I think it's a massively overdiagnosed situation. But that's a different thing.
I think it's massively undiagnosed. Like, I think hugely undiagnosed. I don't know. All my entire life I've hung out with super creative people, and I thought I've just been interested in them, and it's just because I think they're all ADHD too.
But maybe does at some point is this ADHD normal and being not ADHD is? Because I feel like
we're much more neurodiverse than we give ourselves credit for, and I think we get pumped into a machine and expected to come out the same.
Yeah, so just hold off on that diagnostic situation. Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, this will fix it. Just eat all these drugs. Oh, great. Oh, by the way, there's a side effect. Oh, these other fucking drugs. Oh, mint. Welcome to the rabbit hole. Crap. No thanks.
It's all right. We're so hungry. We've been self-medicating since we were bloody young, you know? it's all right.
Probably do it.
No, look, I think it's quite interesting tying into that conversation, actually, because I think what we have the opportunity to do now, like, this isn't going away in a hurry. And what we actually have the opportunity to do now is reshape our society and take into consideration those things. Like, do we want to keep pumping out the same shit, the same thinking all the time? We don't. It's got us to this place where we've got, you know, a society where lots of people are depressed, lots of people feel like they're not successful because they don't have a 7-bedroom house or whatever. You know, like maybe we need to take a step back and use this opportunity to shape our society to fit us instead of us fitting into a society, if that makes sense.
Interesting text here. Agree with what you're saying, but somebody's saying there's a bunch of single-use crap that humans are consuming at the moment because of lockdown and fear of germs and stuff. There is actually quite a lot of that going on, eh? Like
masks, in particular.
It's a bit of an issue.
Is a bandana just as good as a mask?
A bandana?
Single-use mask.
I think if you feel like the general like spray of shit, but it's not doesn't technically stop like the super fine. But actually, you know, the sort of jury's out there on the mask as well, because air is getting out. Mm. But it's just more like I can't really spit on your face with like little bits of shit.
Yeah, I think it's just one. It's one more kind of, you know, if you stand back from people and you're wearing a mask, you're less likely to, you know. I mean, I think if you're coughing and spluttering and you've got a mask on, you're still very likely to spread it. You know, but if you stand back and wear a mask and, you know, just be mindful of you know, not.
John just did something into his elbow. Was that a burp?
It was a burp.
That was cute. I don't think I've ever seen anyone cover their thing with a burp.
Well, I just didn't want to make a noise on the mic.
Is that why you did it? Not for my health?
No, it wasn't for your health.
All right, carry on.
Now, Rita, what else about lockdown has been good for the environment? Because I saw a news article on The Guardian the other day.
Our bird's taking over.
It's rained in Greenland for the first time on record.
I had not read that. There is lots of things happening globally, and I don't know whether that's like whether that's a positive or not.
It's a negative because it always snows in Greenland.
Yeah, I was going to say I think that I don't know because I don't know what the biome of Greenland is. But what we're just seeing is like people that sort of go, "Oh, climate change isn't real," or
Iceland's green, you know, Greenland's ice. Very ironic.
Yeah, I know that's
for now. Anyway.
Or that. You know, the sea's only going to rise by 20 centimetres or whatever. Like, they're completely missing the point. Biomes are shifting globally, and that has only ever happened because of climate change. And yes, it's happened in the past, but humans were unable to live on the planet when it was like that. So I guess, you know, when you're seeing, like, the evidence in, you know, fires, wildfires wiping out whole swathes of area that we have millions of people living in. Like, you look at Turkey right now, you know, and that's been on fire, and you've just got, basically, you know, Europe, like, on the east, the desert's closing in because the biomes are changing. And so what happens with those millions of people? And people quite often will say to me, what does climate change actually look like? And it's like war. It looks like a whole lot of desperate people having to move and putting resource pressure on those countries that have never had it before.
Do you think on that? Just on that whole thing, on that whole kind of Mad Max angle, do you think low key countries like America and stuff are kind of stockpiling stuff, getting ready for that kind of situation? Or like they're like, yo, we've got a mean army. We can pretty much invade anywhere we want with like a fucking minuscule excuse. Have a look at Afghanistan.
Well, I mean, they're withholding a whole lot of their oil stocks for some reason.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know,
the argument is like they basically took over Afghanistan and all that for minerals and shit. You know, like that's essentially looking back on it. Why'd you guys go there? We don't know. You know, and like they can kind of just turn around and romp around the world wherever they want. That
100%.
You know, that's kind of
scary. Yeah, 100%. And I am very cynical about their withdrawal from the Middle East. I just go, okay, we'll watch what happens in Asia now because they've been talking up this anti-China sentiment for a long time, and I just don't believe that there. I mean, this is a very deep conversation to have live on here, but I don't trust the war machine that makes money in it, you know, and what's the benefit of it, you know?
I don't know. Somebody, there's a real hard out audit in there somewhere for someone. It's like, what? mind.
All right, Rita, yeah. Was there anything else that we can look forward to in lockdown that might be good for the planet?
Let's see. So, no, I just genuinely think this is a really good opportunity for us to take stock of what scientists are saying. They have been saying that we're going to hit a pandemic for some time.
Can I be real dark? The obvious one is the aging population, kind of like...
Getting wiped out. Sort of.
Just if I could be super dark and just say that. Here you go. Done.
Say what?
I don't know if COVID-19 has got the power to wipe out that, you know, sort of amount of the population.
It seems to be focused on an aging population, though, doesn't it?
Well, the new Delta variant's hitting kids quite hard, so I don't think we know where it's going. Like, we just don't know, and I think that's it. And scientists are saying this is just the beginning of it. We're a species at carrying capacity, which means we don't have a lot of room to grow from here. When you get species at carrying capacity, they start collapsing, and they usually collapse from either poisoning themselves or
we don't have room to put the animals in separate cages. We have to sort of stack them all around on top of each other. It's not enough room.
True.
Yeah.
And we've done it to ourselves. Well, there we go. Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, so I can't think of a more like slap in the face. Yeah, to go like, okay, guys, reshape your society. And I just really hope that we do take this opportunity when we all realise that it's not going away in a hurry. That we take the opportunity to reshape society to work a bit better for us.
There's some grunty policy that might need to come out of this.
There is. Yeah, and you know, is anyone bold enough? It's pretty scary. You've still got people hoping that it goes back to normal, but I don't know if that's possible anymore, you know? So, yeah, good for the environment, but maybe we just need to see if we can maintain some of that lockdown spirit when we come out of lockdown.
Totally.
You know, whether it's that we work more from home, you know, maybe not the single-use plastic,
less.
Though, right?
Eat those cans of food in the back of the pantry that have been there for 4 years.
Oh, my God. Right.
They're still good.
Yeah. Jackfruit.
Even though they do say they expired in 2017, the sauce still tastes fine.
Somebody gave me some jackfruit cans, like, last lockdown, and they were obviously old as hell, and I've still got them, and I'm like, what am I going to do?
Cook them. Yeah, I've been eating four-bean mix. Four-bean mix. A little bit of rust on the can, but totally fine inside. Just heat it up.
Yeah, totally. Okay, guys. Someone's just asking,
where is Richard McCaw in all this? And, you know, the couple of extra things about him and his helicopter. Not sure on that one. Rita, maybe you can have a think about that and get
Where's
back to us.
Where's the hero we need?
Get back to us about
Richard McCaw.
Don't you mean Rugby McCaw? Rugby McCaw. Hey, thanks very much, Rita. We'll catch up with you next Monday. Stay sane,
stay
all right?
Safe. Yep.
Sustaining Bye. Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist, and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.